I just thank the good Lord that we here at Faith Baptist Church, we believe in one Bible, the only Bible, that's the King James. I know all these other individuals, a whole lot of churches, is changing from his, letting go of the King James, and they're bringing in all of this other translations and everything. Now, I want to let you know on something. When you use the King James Word, you are being blessed by the Holy Father that we have. Not only that, we have some people out here, they're so behind the pulpit, they're so worried that they can't even understand the King James. So they just have to get what they can understand. And when they understand, try to understand that, sad awakening. You know, I know that in the next week, well, a week from Tuesday is going to be the day that we go and we cast our boat. But I believe that if sometime between now and then, if we just ask for God's leadership, if we'll ask for God's conviction upon our souls, that the individual that God wants up there is the same individual that I would love to be there. And I know some people, they don't agree with nobody. And especially, they don't agree with the things of God. But I just want to bring this up. The things that people are missing by not allowing our pastor or somebody to come in and preach from the King James Bible. Because we know that what we miss, and yeah, we know some four gospels. But I look at it this way. You have more than four gospels. Because every bit of it is the gospel. It's not nothing that's just random. But it says that I got a little thing that I wrote here in front of my Bible. It says the gospel is meant to change the sinner, not for the sinner to change the gospel to suit their sin. And that's what a whole lot of pastors are doing. They're telling the congregation, well, it's okay. You don't have to kind of go around it. You don't have to look at it that way. But the gospel is meant to change the sinner. And until we realize that, until an individual realizes that, I don't think it's any good to nobody. And not for the sinner to change the gospel to suit their sin. You take a pastor now. I'll just say, I'll take myself for it. If I come in here and if I preach something else, and if I start reading the Bible and for the message and everything, and you'd be out there saying, where did you get that from? I don't see that here. What they're doing is they're taking the words of men. They're taking the words of men and supplying and want to supply their needs. You can't do that. Because man's going to let you down. But as long as we stay with the gospel, which is the King James, amen, we ain't got to worry about it. Because we're going to take a stand. And there's, do you know of anybody else that, another church that would take a stand? Do you? It's not that many more out there. They will take a stand. And I thank God that when I called, when the Holy Spirit convicted me, He introduced me to Jesus. And when he introduced me to Jesus, then my life started in another way or whatever, but the gospel, we see right here in the book of John, and it's chapter 20, and it's talking about what they missed and what you will miss also in not coming to the house of the Lord, because God always has a blessing for every individual. It comes through the door. And he's going to bless the heart and he's going to bless the soul. But you know, what can you miss? What can we miss if we miss a Sunday morning service? We can miss a whole lot. We can miss somebody coming to know Jesus. We can miss somebody and not feeling God's word. And we can also feel like we've missed when we're not in the house of God and that he is trying to bless us in his own way. He has his own way to bless us. But we have our way to bless him. And before God will ever bless you, You've got to be a blessing to God first. The first thing here in John, and in verse 19, says, "Peace be unto you." The spiritual encouragement of others. We got to look at other individuals, not the in what they're doing then, but we have to look at them as when they're serving the Lord. Because when they serve the Lord in the right way, we're going to be blessed and we're going to be encouraged by it. There's always a spiritual loss. When we are absent from the fellowship of other saints, we all need encouragement. You need encouragement. I can come and I can say something to you that will encourage you. And if I say anything else to you about anything else, if it's not an encouragement, then I'm wrong. I'm supposed to do God's word. I'm supposed to do it diligently. I'm supposed to do it to where we can all be strengthened. And then we see that in verse 20. He showed unto them his hands and his side. See exactly what is needed to strengthen their faith. You know, Thomas, and he got the nickname, Doubting Thomas. The reason he doubted is because he didn't have the faith that he needed. And Thomas missed seeing exactly what he needed to strengthen his faith. But Thomas is about going. I ain't got no leader now. He's not with us, and I don't know what to do now. Do we know what to do? Do we know what to do since God has saved our soul and written our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Do we know what to do? Yeah, we know what to do. But are we doing it? Thomas, he wanted his faith to be strengthened. But he just didn't have nobody that would encourage him to the point that he would have his faith in what he had heard. And what he'd heard from his Savior for so long. But the last thing I want to bring up you will miss being sent out on the Great Commission. On the Great Commission. What's that? Go right there and just speaking to somebody and ask them, do they know the Lord as a Savior? And do they go to a church, a Bible-believing church, that will preach the Word of God? Because I think it was just here the other week or two, but I don't know, that I said this, that the day that I got saved was the second Monday in August of 1980. Up until that point, 7:15 in my house, it was all about me. It was all about what I wanted and what I needed. But then, when them three individuals come to my house, and James Hughes, he opened the Word of God, and he just come out and just told me. He asked me, he said, are you saved? I said, what? I mean, you know, I mean, I had a grandmother. I mean, she feared God. She really did. But you know, the day that I got saved, the Holy Spirit convicted me after the men was talking to me. And after Brother James was reading the Word of God to me. And then I asked the Lord Jesus that I needed His help. And I can't do it alone. And I asked him, I said, Lord, please help me. Because I know that I am a son, like the brother said. But Lord, I need you to guide my life in the way that you would have it to go. And I sure am. I've always loved that. I've always loved to go out and tell somebody. Go visit. And deal with God. Called me to preach His precious word. I told him, I said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. He said, well, he said, are you going to depend on me or yourself? And the only thing I could say, I said, well, I'm going to depend on myself. I mean, because that's who I thought I was going to depend on, is getting the right stuff to preach the Word of God to where we bring sinners to Jesus. Because if we're not up here preaching, and you're not going out and witnessing and show that you love the Lord Jesus, then something is wrong with us. Something is wrong with me if I get up here and if I preach anything else except the gospel, the way it was written, and it's the only gospel that I need. Some people said, well, you know, all these other translations, that's okay, and everything. Says you can get just enough of the word out of it to lead somebody to the Lord. I said, well, yeah, you probably maybe can. I said, but I'm waiting for something else. I says, we don't have the whole Word of God. Because in the book of Revelation, it tells us that we don't have enough room to hold the Word of God. The Word of God cannot even fit in the space that He has designated, and that is the world itself. But we must, and I believe this right here, that talking about the Great Commission, where it says He gives out the invitation. And it says, as My Father hath sent Me, even so send I you. What is He sending us out to do? Well, I'm supposed to go out and be an inspiration to the people I didn't tell them. I'm the pastor of that Faith Baptist Church. You ought to come on down there. We're having some good times down there. And they ain't said anything about the gospel. Why? Because we're being taught by professors. We're being taught by other individuals. And we're not being taught by the Holy Spirit. I don't know of any other way to put that, is that over here in John chapter 14, I believe it is. Chapter 14, verse 26. When it's speaking of the first of this, in 16, it's speaking about the promise of the Spirit. See, the Lord had promised the individuals back then, if they would just come and listen and hear, that they could listen to something that would encourage them. Now, do you know of anybody today that does not need any kind of encouragement? I don't. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody needs to say, bless them, Lord. But here in John chapter 14, verse 26, says, but the Comforter. Says, but the Comforter. This is Jesus speaking. He says, I'm going to do somebody with you. And He's going to comfort you when you're sad. He's going to comfort you when something that goes wrong with the family. Which is the Holy Ghost. That's who the Comforter is, the Holy Ghost. You know, me and James, either one could go into probably a whole lot of churches in there in Pennsylvania County. And we read scripture. And the scripture that we read mentioned that anything at all about the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit or the Comforter. You'd have people in the congregation say, well, I reckon he's going out with left field tonight. Or today, because he's going to be doing this, and he got to bring up the Holy Spirit. I mean, you know, what do you want to keep bringing that up for? Because that's essential. That was the way that I had an invitation for Jesus. Because He saved my soul. By who? By somebody telling them? No. You saved my soul because of God, His Father? No. Do you save my soul by for this or for that? Save my soul to further on the gospel. Like I think I told some of y'all here a while back. Before I got saved, up until 7 o'clock at night, it was all about me and what I wanted. But at 7:15 that afternoon, when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, it didn't cease to be about me anymore. Is about other individuals. And dying and going to hell. I don't want to see nobody die and go to hell. I mean, somebody, I don't know what you call them, up in Washington. The Senate, the Congress, and everything. And the people that's running for president. I mean, I'm not doing it for them. I'm not doing it for them. But I'd love for them to get saved if they ain't saved. And if we say that, well, that's all right. I said, the way they are, ain't no way in the world they'll ever get to heaven. We better watch how we say that. Because we could be the one that don't make it. And they could be the one that makes it. Why? Well, they're not putting on our acts. And I'm going to close with this. Is that we have too many so-called actors today that's in the house of God. They're acting like a Christian. What am I saying by that? They've come to church. Yes, and you may see some writing it down and everything, but they know that they come to church. They know that we're going to sing. They know that we're going to pray. And they know that we're going to have, just take the gospel and preach it. But what have we done with it? If I don't go this week, and if I don't share anything at all, or tell somebody that God loves them, then I ain't had no business up here. I ain't had no business even reading the Word of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We need to always keep in mind that we must realize that we don't have the strength, we don't have the power, we don't have the encouragement to give people, but He does, and we should not be ashamed of the Word of God. Because see, this King James Bible right here, what you three men read that day, and the day that I got saved, was from this book. And I need to cherish this book. And I still have a whole lot of Bibles sitting in the dashboards of vehicles I have. And outside of them been done, got heated and run over, and pages are getting dull and everything. They ain't getting dull by the people reading them. They're getting dull because of the sunshine. And that comes from God too. Sunshine did. But God's trying to tell them. But people will not listen. People will not listen. All right, this was your balloon's taken. And I want you just to listen to what is said, that I myself is encouraged by this. It's because that's one thing that God's given me. And God has given me the love for people. God's also given me love for the lost. He's given me a love for the church. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. That God, that we can make it to church this morning. And be able to just open your word and try to expound upon it, Father, that what was being done, what was being said was, Lord, it was up to you. And Father, I love each and every one of these individuals. I love every one of them, Father. And Lord, I ask, Father, that your richest blessings that you have stored away, Lord, just share with them. Encourage them, Father. And yes, Father, I need encouragement today. Because some things that I was thinking about this week, I shouldn't have been thinking about it. Because you haven't given up on me. And I should not never give up on you. It's the people that we're here, and some's praying. And I want to ask you this question. It's a deep question. Do you love your family? L-O-V-E. Do you love your family? Why are they not in church?